You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Chesa Boudin is in as San Francisco's next top cop after a nail-biting election. He made his experience as a public defender and the son of incarcerated radicals the center of his campaign. And he told voters he would end racial disparities in the city's criminal justice system. He won this race, but now Boudin will need to work with a mayor who backed his opponent and a police union who shelled out over $600,000 to defeat him. Joining me is KALW's justice reporter Holly J. McDee to talk about the election and what comes next. Hey, Holly.
Hey, Hannah.
So leading up to this election, this is your field. You've been covering this. What were you hearing and what did it look like was going to happen?
That's an interesting question because actually I think what came up during this election more than any other issue is what are known as quality of life crimes. These are crimes like car break-ins, open air drug dealing, which we see a lot of in the Tenderloin. And so it seemed like San Francisco was interested in a candidate who might go tougher on these types of crimes. Mm-hmm. But clearly, they went in the other direction. They went for Chesa Boudin, someone who has made it a campaign promise to end mass incarceration in this city.
What has he said about how to do that? That's a big undertaking. And now he has to actually figure it out.
Yes, he actually has pretty concrete, specific policies from what I could find, which maybe was another thing that helped him in this race. So he has said he will eliminate racial disparities in the justice system, which, yes, sounds like a very tall order, especially in a city that has about 40% of people who are incarcerated are African Americans, in a city where African Americans make up about 5% of the population. So reducing that gap would take a lot of work. Mm-hmm. But he said he'll do it in a number of ways. First, he's going to end money bail. He's going to get rid of it. He says on day one, it won't be a thing that prosecutors use to detain people anymore. He's also going to get rid of things like gang enhancements for sentencing, mm-hmm. which is where a person can get a tougher punishment if they are found to be a member of a gang. He also says that he'll have information about arrest charging decisions online so that people can hold him and his office accountable if he does not make any progress on these goals.
Mm, he's asked for people to keep him accountable.
Yeah, during his election day celebration, actually, that was his big kind of call to people who were in the room. He named all his policy platforms, for instance, testing every rape kit, ending mass incarceration and racial disparities. And he said, I need you to make sure that I do these things. He's even said, this is why I'm so detailed, because I need you to hold accountable. So it's almost like he knows how hard this is going to be.
Mm-hmm. And so the police union supported a candidate that ran against him. How do you think he'll work with the police?
Well, he said he doesn't hold a grudge, is how he's put it. But this is a police union that is pumped hundreds and thousands of dollars into not getting him elected. They have said they hope he grows into a supporter and advocate of all victims in a statement after he won. But I think also the fact that the police union did not seem to turn voters off of Chesa Boudin is a sign that the police union is not as powerful as it once was. So I think he might not need to rely on them as much as a politician might have needed to in the past. Mm.
And what do you think this victory means for progressive prosecutors running to be DAs around the country?
Yeah, certainly he is not the only progressive prosecutor to win this seat. So around the country in Chicago, Kim Fox, Rachel Rollins in Boston, Larry Krasner in Philadelphia, these are all people who've run on this platform of trying to lock less people up rather than getting tough on crime. These are all people who've won on that platform. So I think, of course, Chesa Boudin considers this a victory for that movement. And it also is here in San Francisco a sign that people are willing to give this kind of platform a try.
And so you talked earlier about it's a tall order, the things he wants to do. How realistic is it to accomplish these things in San Francisco?
I think some of the most radical things that he wants to do seem like they would all cost a lot of money. Even simple things he wants to do, like have prosecutors call victims within 48 hours, to do that, you would need more prosecutors. He wants to set up an immigration unit to prosecute ICE when they do things illegally. That sounds like it would cost a lot of money. There are things that won't cost money, like getting rid of money bail, things like that. He can probably do right away. But for other things, he's going to have to work with the Board of Supervisors to get more funding for this office.
Now that he's in office, what will you be looking at as justice reporter?
I think one of the main things I'm going to be watching is a promise he has made to significantly reduce the city's jail population within 6 months. He says if he can do that, then the city will get a lot closer to being able to close down the jail inside the Hall of Justice, which is seismically unsafe. So I'll be looking at that. I'll take a look at what happens to crime rates over time. So it's kind of that different combination of things I'll be watching.
Okay, thanks, Holly.
Thank you, Hannah.
Holly J. McDeed is KELW's justice reporter. You can reach her at justice@kelw.org.